How many friends have you made today? Chapter 16, Part 2. Pinky thinks she understands it now. Even though leaving put Anon into a bad spot, it also made Pinky very sad. The case had to put up with Pinky being sad, getting orders wrong, and just not wanting to do anything for a few months. In an indirect way, Anon made them feel pain back. Pinky can now see how horrible Spike can be, but it's all Anon had. He couldn't strike back physically, so he played on a more emotional level. Applejack wanted to forgive him, so he avoided her, probably making her feel worse as the time went on. Pinky doesn't like this spite. It seems so mean, but it only happens when Anon's been hurt. She's so confused.
I gotta go,
Pinky says.
Pinky, wait!
Applejack calls out to her.
I'm really sorry. I am, for everything. I know you are, Applejack,
Pinky says, just before she walks out. Pinky finds herself standing at the front door to a Carousel Boutique. The sounds of her friend Rarity crying can be heard from within. There's really no use in talking to Rarity. She's probably on her couch eating ice cream. She knows that the punishment given to Rarity wasn't as bad as it sounds. Rarity can still make dresses, and a lot of ponies would come to her for her expertise. It's just that she won't be as famous as she would have liked. Giving Rarity time to think is far better than going in there and having her complain about how horrible Anon is. Without a doubt, Pinky knows that's what Rarity would do if she were to go in there right now. Maybe she'll come back later when Rarity has calmed down. She will admit that the reason Luna said Rarity did what she did makes her sick to her stomach. Pinky's walking down the road to Fluttershy's home. As the small cottage comes into view, Pinky notices something standing at Fluttershy's door. She makes sure to walk slower to see who it could be. She feels a good amount of surprise when she instantly recognizes Anon is standing there. As she gets closer, she can see how conflicted he looks.
What's he doing here?
She stops a yard or so away and just stands there, watching. She can see that Anon is thinking hard about something. Is he looking to cheer Fluttershy up just like he came to her? Anon just lets out a sigh and turns away from the door, and walks off into the distance. Pinky wishes that ponies could see the side of him. She's lived with him long enough to see those fleeting moments when he shows his real self. She could tell how much he wanted to knock on that door, but he stopped for some reason. Anon is filled with so much good, but he's too afraid to let it out. Pinky walks up to the cottage and knocks on the door. A small bear is the one that answers the door.
Is Fluttershy in?
Pinky asks. It nods its head and moves away from the door. Pinky walks inside to see her friend lying in the center of the room on the floor, surrounded by animals and crying quietly to herself. Fluttershy looks up at Pinky.
I'm sorry, Pinky, but I don't think I want a party today.
Fluttershy says, past her tears.
I didn't come by to throw you a party. I just wanted to check up on you.
Pinky walks closer to her friend and lays on the ground in front of her.
That's nice of you, but I think I want to be alone right now.
Fluttershy says.
Are you sure?
Pinky has a feeling that she doesn't want to be alone. Fluttershy's about to nod her head, but she stops. She smells something. She leans slightly closer to Pinky and takes a small breath in.
What's that scent?
She asks, finding it familiar. Pinky looks down to her barrel and takes a small breath in. She then recognizes what Fluttershy's smelling. When Anon hugged her, he left a very faint scent on her.
It's Anon.
Pinky answers hesitantly. She then notices as all the animals in the room leer at her. Maybe that's why Anon decided to leave.
He's really nice, isn't he?
Pinky returns her gaze to Fluttershy. A certain look is behind her eyes right now, almost as if she's reaching for something.
He is. He really is.
Pinky scoots a little closer to Fluttershy.
He's so nice and sweet, but in a different way.
Pinky notices Fluttershy's eyes start to water.
Am I a bad pony?
She asks Pinky.
Why would you ask that?
Pinky isn't sure why Fluttershy of all ponies would ask that. Fluttershy faces the floor.
I haven't stopped thinking about that day. The day Anon came to my home.
Her eyes started to lightly glisten.
He was so nervous when he came to see me, and after he told me about his problem, I knew that I had to help him.
Fluttershy covered her eyes with her hooves, and she started crying.
He looked so relieved when I said I was going to help him. But then things got out of hand. When I saw Angel lying on the floor, I didn't know what to think. I thought he was a big, mean monster, and I used to stare on him.
Pinky can only sit there and listen to Fluttershy as she lets everything out.
After he left, Angel told me what he did. I felt so horrible. I tried to go and talk with him, but every time our eyes met, I could only see the fear in him.
She looks up at Pinky, with her tears falling.
He wasn't even scared of me. He was scared of himself. I could see that. And it hurts so much.
Pinky moves a little closer, and gently wraps her friend into a hug.
Am I a bad pony?
Fluttershy asks again, as she cries into Pinky's chest.
No. I just think one bad thing led to another. A nun doesn't blame you, I swear.
Fluttershy looks up at Pinky.
How can you know that?
Pinky thinks it's best for Fluttershy to know.
I saw a nun standing outside of your door. Really?
Fluttershy looks genuinely shocked.
Why didn't he knock?
Fluttershy then notices how Pinky casts a glance at all the animals in the room.
Oh, I could see that he wanted to make sure that you were all right.
Pinky adds.
Anon is really sweet, but he's sweet in a different way. Sometimes he's too scared to show the real him.
Fluttershy is actually surprised how mature and insightful Pinky is right now. Is this because of Anon as well?
I guess so.
Fluttershy says.
I swear he isn't mean. On purpose, at least. I wish I could tell him how sorry I am.
Fluttershy moves away from Pinky.
I don't think now would be a good time.
Pinky shakes her head.
Maybe later.
Fluttershy nods slightly at that.
I should probably get packed.
She sniffles a little.
I'll be heading to Kenterlot soon.
Pinky leans in once more to give her friend a hug.
Don't worry, Fluttershy. I'll keep an eye on your place as well. Thank you, Pinky.
Pinky lets go of her friend and moves away.
I'll leave you to pack.
Pinky says.
Okay.
Fluttershy whispers. Pinky knows that Fluttershy will want to spend the rest of her time with her animals, so she doesn't want to overstay her welcome. Pinky shows herself out. At least she knows that Fluttershy isn't blaming Anon for what's happening to her. But still, there's one more pony that Pinky wants to talk to. A pony that's caused Anon significant harm. Pinky is standing in front of the Golden Oaks Library. Usually this would be a place that she could go to enjoy some time with her friend Twilight. Now, many of the places that she once thought were open and loving places are now seen in a much darker light. She feels her heart ache as she imagines what Anon must have suffered from behind these walls. She understands now why he didn't want to go back to this place. It hurts so much to think about this, but she can't ignore it. She can't play it off as a trick of her mind or gossip from around town. This is real. And she needs to face reality. She gulps one last time as she raises her hoof and knocks on the door a few times. The door opens, and what Pinky finds is something that makes her mane flatten. Spike is standing there with red eyes.
Pinky, why are we leaving?
He asks with a slight stutter. Pinky hates this. She wants to make everything better. To throw a party and see everything go back to normal. Back to when Anon would stay home and she would come and visit. Back to when she would throw parties for all of her friends and the ponies around town. Back to a time when things were innocent. It's gone. Those times are gone and will never come back. Pinky reaches out and hugs Spike. Spike cries into her coat as he wraps his arms around her. There aren't any words that Pinky can say to make this all better. Spike is just one of the many ponies that will suffer due to what her friends did to Anon. It's not fair to them, but that doesn't mean Anon is a bad guy. Many ponies may see it that way, but he isn't.
It's alright, Spike.
Pinky coos softly.
You're just leaving for a little while. You'll be back before you know it.
Spike looks up at Pinky.
Why do we have to leave in the first place?
He asks. Pinky looks past him, inside of the library.
I don't think it's my place to tell you. Is Twilight in?
She asks, and Spike nods.
Shining is talking to her.
Spike lets go of Pinky. Pinky feels like she should say something, but what can any pony say to make it hurt less? There isn't anything that she can say. She lets out a sigh as she walks past Spike. One wrong word will set him off, so she might as well say nothing at all.
I still don't understand.
Pinky hears a sad sob from Twilight's room.
How can you not understand? I've been sitting here saying the same thing over and over.
A masculine voice speaks up. Pinky didn't know that Twilight had a brother. She wishes that they could have met under better circumstances. Pinky continues to walk up the stairs slowly as she listens to them talk.
I did what I did for Equestria!
Twilight shouts.
Why can't any pony see that?
What you did was wrong!
Shining shouts back.
How would you feel if I held you down and did whatever I wanted?
If it was to help Equestria as a whole, then it wouldn't care!
Not everyone is like you. Equestria is a place where any creature can come here and find safety. You took that away from Anonymous.
I didn't do anything that others haven't done to newly discovered species of plants!
Twilight retorts.
Plants, Twilight!
Shining feels his anger growing.
Anonymous isn't a plant!
The only reason that we know that now is because of my research!
Are you serious right now?
Shining scoffs.
How far off the deep end have we gone? I knew I shouldn't have made you talk to ponies more.
You aren't my mom or dad!
Oh, don't worry. When we get back to Canterlot, I'll be sure to tell them everything!
Pinky was taking shorter steps the entire time that they talked. She isn't sure if she should be here anymore.
Get in here!
She hears Shining call out to her.
I know you're there!
Pinky walks around the corner and sees Shining Armor standing in the center of the room, looking in her direction. Twilight is sitting on her bed with red eyes. She looks over at Pinky and feels her features soften.
Oh, Pinky, Spike didn't tell me that you were here.
She says.
He seems a little down.
Pinky looks between Twilight and Shining. Shining's been keeping eye contact with Pinky this entire time.
Why are you here?
He asks.
This is my home. She can be here if she wants.
Twilight says.
This isn't your home anymore.
Shining shoots back. Pinky notices a strand of Twilight's mane pop out of place. The both of them face Pinky.
I wanted to talk to you about Anon, but it looks like you're busy.
No, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Shining says with genuine interest as he faces Pinky. Pinky isn't sure if she should be doing this right now, considering the circumstances, but this may be her only chance. She looks over at Twilight as she continues to face Pinky.
Why did you hurt Anon?
Pinky's question is simple. But Twilight looks nervous now as she faces her friend. She can see that Pinky isn't the same mare that she spoke to earlier today. For the first time today, Twilight actually feels as if she did something wrong. The pained look on her friend's face being enough to send doubt into her heart. She clears her throat some as she properly faces her friend.
I used them for scientific research. I needed to know how a species operates, how they managed to make all those amazing things that he talked about. Imagine how much Equestria would benefit from what Anon knows!
Pinky feels her head hang low as she listens to Twilight talk. She doesn't know what to say anymore. She feels sick to her stomach, like those times that she ate those baked bads Applejack made. Twilight can only sit there and look at her usually upbeat friend acting beyond sad. Now that she thinks about it, her friend was trying to tell her today about why she was so wrong about Anon. Twilight ignored her though. She knew that the princess was coming that day with Anon. She knew that the princess wanted her to use the elements on Anon, all of those things she knew, and yet none of them were correct. As it turns out, the princess was there to teach them a lesson the entire time. Is what she did truly wrong? She thinks back to that day and really thinks. In the past...
I still don't understand!
Twilight says with irritation.
How can your people create something that allows each of them to access a large collection of information gathered from all over the world instantly?
Anon shrugs.
I can't answer that, Twilight. We've made a lot of things, and most humans on the planet couldn't explain how most of the things they use work. If you're lucky, maybe they could give you a basic rundown, but even then, they probably can't even tell you how to make the tools that are used to repair the tools used to make that stuff.
Twilight can feel her brain getting itchy the more she talks to Anon. It started out well enough the first few weeks, but the more she learned, the more was left unanswered. Anon spoke of so many things, so many great things, things that ponies couldn't even possibly imagine. Things that could change her world. Yet his memories are faulty, subject to degradation. She needs to remove this element and try to access the potential gold mine that lies within him. Not only that, but he's been showing some odd physical changes that seem to not be normal, if the things that he told her are as accurate as he thinks. A few tests can help her solve these problems. Anon has been willing so far, she doesn't see why he wouldn't be willing to give her what she wants. She rises from her seat and casts her magic on Anon, lifting him into the air and walks towards her basement.
Twilight, what are you doing?
Anon asks in an unusually flat tone.
I have work to do.
That doesn't answer my qu-
Twilight opens the door into her basement and continues deeper as she thinks over what she'll need to do. She'll need to take a few biological samples to check and see how Anon runs on a physical level, so she uses her magic to lay Anon onto a table and straps him in so he can't move too much. She wouldn't want to accidentally hurt him when she takes a sample.
I need to get results.
She mumbles to herself as she turns away from Anon to look at all of her equipment. She swears she hears something muffled in the background, but her mind is too focused to really pay attention. She takes the helmet that she used on Pinky at one point and straps it onto Anon's head. She only briefly looks down at him and notices something is off about him. She doesn't linger thought as she turns back to monitor his brainwaves. Seems they were peaking a while back, but now they're rather flat as if he's in a trance of some sort.
Interesting.
She walks over to one of her shelves and pulls out a small needle and vial. A blood sample is needed, then maybe some hair and muscle. Twyla can feel the excitement building inside of her, possibly learning something that no pony has ever learned before. Surely the princess will praise her for this. In the presence, Twilight feels her mind start to slowly turn the details that she ignored at the time. The look of fear on Anand's face, how he struggled in the beginning, how he told her to let him go with that subtle inkling of panic under his breath, how after a while he just stopped moving and responded to anything that she did. She can feel some tears building up in her eyes. No. She didn't mean for this to happen. She tortured him. By Celestia, she actually made another creature suffer. She places a hoof over her mouth to stop her from spewing onto her bed. She hangs her head in shame as a few tears fall into her hooves. Shining feels his anger melt away as he sees his sister crying. He walks over to her bed and takes her into an embrace. Twilight looks up at her brother.
I know, Twilight,
Shining says as he holds his sister tightly.
What I said earlier, I wasn't saying it to get you angry. I love you, Twilight. It's just what you did was wrong. And now, well, now I think you understand.
Twilight can only bury her head into her brother's chest. She doesn't believe this. She can't believe what she did. Pinky turns around and decides to leave. There's nothing else left here for her to do.
Don't worry, Twilight. We'll work this up.
Shining stops as his horn lights up.
Shining?
Twilight questions. Shining shakes his head.
Just a message.
He looks over at the door to see the tail end of the mare from before.
Pinky?
Pinky stops as she hears her name, but she doesn't move.
Message from the princess. Anonymous has invited you to join him at the castle for his birthday.
Pinky feels her eyes start to water, and a sad smile grows on her lips.
I'll be sure to
Shining doesn't get another word out as Pinky runs off and out of the door. He wants to give chase, but he feels his sister place a hoof on his chest.
Don't worry about her. She'll make it there.
Twilight looks up to her brother.
Shining?
Yeah?
He looks down at Twilight.
Do you think I can ever be forgiven for what I did?
Shining looks past his sister.
I think you can, given time.
Twilight returns her head to her brother's chest. She swears she'll make it better, even if it takes her 1,000 years. Pinky is running as fast as her hooves can carry her, tears flying into the winds that rushes past her. The more and more she runs, the more she could feel her hooves lighten. The more she thinks about Anand, the more her mane brightens. Pinky can see the chariot outside of Anand's home on the horizon start to become larger as she gets closer. She can feel her usual smile on her lips, because this is not the end of Anand's story. No, this is just the beginning. Just like the end of the story suggesting, yeah, this is just the beginning of everything. There's a sequel after this one, and a sequel for that one as well. So stay tuned for those ones. Anyway, let's get on to our very friendly donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. TacoCat598, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Larry, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Prickett, Drake Lovedragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.